mindfulness practice benefits from the cultivation of two qualities, concentration and awareness. In the breath counting meditation, we put the emphasis a little more on concentration. But in all of these meditations, concentration and awareness are involved. So establishing a noble upright posture for a sitting meditation. Really feeling the body at the beginning every time we sit down to practice. Opening up a little bit, shoulders opening and dropping, chest opening, spine gently extended, remembering that our mindfulness practice is a body and mind practice, not just the mind. An integration practice. And then to do breath counting meditation, we need to be aware of our breaths, so feeling the breathing. And as much as possible, feeling the breath low down in the belly, in the abdomen. There's a sense of rising and falling in the belly as the diaphragm muscle stretched across the bottom of the rib cage expands and contracts, gently squeezing our lungs to exhale and relaxing to allow the inhalation. So touching into this automatic process that miraculously happens all day and night in the body, feeling how on the inhalation there's a rising feeling in the belly, and on the exhalation, a falling feeling. If you want to, if this isn't feeling obvious, you can just put a hand on the belly. Just have one more way of sensing that rising and falling. And all of our mindfulness practices have some reference with the breathing, with awareness of breathing. And the breath counting concentration practice holds that awareness of breath in the belly, and especially on the exhalation, very much in the foreground. And the mental component of counting helps to make it very explicit, very clear, where our focus is, whether the mind is still attending to the breath, and so therefore whether we're concentrating, holding a single object in mind is what we mean here by concentration. And so the practice is to internally count the exhalations. Just adding a very gentle number label to each one. Starting with one, and then then feeling the inhalation come, and the exhalation again begins, and we say to ourselves, two. And then three. And if English is not your native language, you may choose to count in that language internally. And should we get to 10 without any fanfare on the next breath after the 10th exhalation in a row, we just return to 1. Or in the more likely case that the mind moves to another topic, a memory, some planning, some other thought, sensation in the body, and we lose track of this counting of the exhalations, then we also just return to 1. And so there are a few levels here. The simple level is kind of just strengthening the muscle of concentration, bringing the mind back, little by little, sometimes over quite a long time, finding that we can hold the attention a little bit longer on the breath in a continuous way. So this is the simplest level, but this level does not function well without the next level. The next level is the quality of mind that we bring to this exercise. The quality of mind at that moment when we notice that the mind has wandered, when we remember that the mind has wandered. Remembering is the root meaning of mindfulness, to be mindful. And so in this second level of engagement, when we notice the mind has wandered, how do we bring it back? What's the quality and feeling in the mind at that moment? This is very interesting and important. And so we notice self-judgment, perhaps. Can't believe the mind wandered off. I can't get past 3. I'm no good at this. And you may notice these judgmental thoughts. They may come, they may go. But then bringing up the intention just to gently bring the mind back. Very simply, the light touch. And little by little, again, it might be over a long time, the work in this second level begins to bear fruit. Something as simple as counting to 10 can bring up a whole world of stress, of doubt, of self-judgment, our history. And during mindfulness meditation, we're not trying to analyze or solve in some prescriptive way our internal habits, but merely to notice what's happening and do our best to follow the instruction for that particular meditation practice. We're about to end the instructions track here, and there will be some reminders during the meditation itself. But just to be lightly holding in mind these two levels, on the one hand, a fairly mechanistic and simple cultivation, just holding the mind on the breath as best we can. And then the second level, the quality of bringing the mind back, aware of what arises in the mind in response to what looks like failure in our habitual frame. Noticing what arises and gently bringing the mind back to one, back to one. Because in the context of mindfulness practice, this is not a failure. This noticing that the mind has wandered away from the present moment is not a failure at all. It's, of course, a success, the goal of the practice. And so our habitual attitudes about success and failure, doing a good job, doing a bad job, of course, are going to be right there, always. But how do we relate to them? What is our relationship with the mind, with our patterns of thinking, our idea of who we are? You touch one thing and the whole universe is there. So I hope you enjoy the concentration practice of breath counting. Just to quickly review, establishing posture, feeling the body, finding the breath, finding the breath in the belly, distinguishing exhalations and inhalations, and then beginning to count exhalations from one until we get distracted, or when we reach 10, returning to one and responding as best we can to the wandering mind, which is usually quite clearly pointed out by how challenging this simple practice is. Just gently responding, bringing the mind back to one as many times as we need to.